But is it helpful to think that because it does not arise alone, it therefore it is anatta?
All realities are anatta.
What I'm asking is that the practice is satipatthana. It's from knowing realities when it arises, vipanya.
Can anyone
know anything when it does not arise, does not appear?
No, that's it. So it's not helpful to just say that it is conditioned. Just
all realities are anatta.
Because we have to know what the realities are first.
No matter who knows or not, realities are anatta.
We always say anatta, not self, atta, self, and we always...
Or something like attanuditti.
Exactly. Well, this is what I'm going to say. When we talk about attabada or attanuditti, this refers to all kinds of ditti, not just self-view.
It's the source of attaditti. Because if there is no idea about things and people, there would never be other
kinds of
think of ditti.
Well, can we not say Sakaya Ditti is the
Sakaya Ditti is also Attana Ditti.
Yes. Well, you say it's the source of other kinds of Ditti, but before we were talking about how all kinds of Ditti are included in Attana Ditti. Attana Ditti and Atabada.
It depends on whether you're talking about Upadana or not.
Right, okay.
If you talk about Upadana, it's Attavana Upadana.
And if you're not talking about upadana, then just
attanuditti.
So attanuditti includes all kinds of wrong views. So when you say it's the source of other kinds of ditti, but it includes all kinds of ditti already.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there can never be ditti when there is the understanding of realities of anattaness.
Okay. Yeah. So I think to translate atta as self is a little bit misleading. That's why people think attanuditti refers to self-view, but actually it's broader because it includes self-view and wrong view about other things too.
As something, stays permanent. Yeah.
And is attanuditti directly related to attasanya? Means that every time there's attasanya, there's attanuditti?
When there is sanya of atta, that is sanya, attasanya. We don't have to try to know each moment. But whenever there is sanya of atta, it is attasanya.
And that's not necessary with attanuditti.
When we talk about ditti, ditti is siddhi, and sanya is there too.
So, in a moment of lopa, there can be attasanya but not attanuditti.
This can be known when there is direct awareness. Because now there is lopa, and whether there is ditti cannot be told just by saying.
When there's attasanya, ditti must be there.
It must be there.
Because it's referring to the sanya, the perception of something or someone at that moment. And it's eradicated by the sotapanna. When ditti is eradicated, that kind of sanya of atta.
Well, I'd like to come back to what I was asking about earlier. If we say that atta is not just self but a thing, then this threefold description, this is mine, this I am, this is myself,
concerning I,
can we say then the same thing also applies concerning cookie?
It's cookie, so it's something which is not anatta, because atta is opposite of anatta.
But in the explanation of taking things for self, then why is it always in terms of...
Sakaya ditti. What do you take for self? Not cookie.
So when we say taking cookie for self...
For atta.
For atta, it means, not for myself, but for
something.
Being something.
Yeah, being something. Permanent.
Permanent. Phil had that question.
No.
Yes, outside yourself, how you can take it for self.
Yeah.
For atta, as something permanent.
Something permanent, it helps.
But is there any description in the text of what it means to take something for atta?
Yes, when there is no understanding of anattaness.
Yes.
Because atta is opposite of anatta.
Right. Apart from that, any description? any description of what it means
you
to take.
You can understand Buddhahati right now.
Ajahn, so if looking at the cookie, there's visible object which falls away, that is thinking of cookie.
But usually no one knows about the arising of visible object and the falling away of visible object because there's idea of something all the time.
But when there is that understanding, it's just a visible object, mm-hmm. and then it's just thinking.
And that.
So the difference would be that one could think it's cookie or one could think it's my cookie, and that's because there's no understanding, it's just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's just cookie, it's not me or mine, but there's still a wrong understanding. There's a cookie, not just thinking.
Right.
Or and there's my cookie.
And it's the thinking of cookie.
Mm.
That's all.
Yes. When there's visible object known as visible object, and when there's thinking it's mine or not my cookie, it's a cookie or it's not my cookie. When there's no understanding, it's still just, it's knowing the reality that's there. So it wouldn't matter if it's thinking my cookie or just in cookie, it's still wrong understanding, isn't it?
It's the matter of the I.
Mm.
Yes.
To be with Lopa,
yes.
by Lopa, or with Ditti,
yes.
or with wrong view,
right.
the I, not
yes.
this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we don't mix this and this, because this is not I.
Right.
But the I can be with Lopa, or Ditti, or Mana, either one.
You mean the thinking of the cookie?
The I.
The I thinks.
Not the seeing,
not
but
seeing.
The I.
Even when there's no idea of I, we still think in terms of things, objects.
Mm.
Now is this
that
because
is
of...
Atta, no, titti, as long as the anattaness is not penetrated.
Is this because of sanya that we...
Yes. Because there is no experiencing of anatta and the arising and falling away, so how can there be such sanya? Who can have that when it's not experienced directly?
I guess what I'm asking is, we can think in terms of objects and things even without there being wrong view, I think.
Is that not something which is there? Not visible object? It's something.
It's certainly not just visible object.
So what is it?
An idea.
Well, we think it is a thing. Yeah.
Yes, it's something.
Yes.
As something, it
yes.
is atta.
Yes. Right. So, are we saying that that is wrong view?
When there is wrong view, it's wrong view.
Yes.
I have a question out while we're on Ditti. It's from the Samaditti Sutta, and I will have to read some of it. The monk's talking to Sariputta, and he says, when friends, a noble disciple understands nama rupa, it says here mentality, materiality, the origin of, the cessation of, and the way leading to the cessation of mentality, materiality, in that way he's one of right view and has arrived at the true Dhamma. The next passage, and what is mentality, materiality? What is the origin of? What is the cessation of? What is the way leading to the cessation of mentality, materiality? And then it says, feeling, perception, volition, contact, and attention, these are called mentality. And that's all he gives for nama. Then it goes on, the four great elements and the material form derived from the four great elements, these are called materiality. It feels to me that he doesn't cover all of nama rupa. It's just those five jhana seekers.
And what do you think?
I think he's missing a few.
And it includes all, usually. Everything doesn't have to be mentioned all the time. It includes all.
And it's as simple as that. So those five jhana seekers, it's understood that he's talking about all.
No mentioning of Sankhara Khanda or Vinyana Khanda, or just by the term Sankhara is translated only the Jetana Jetasika. It depends, and we have to look up the Pali.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what do you think is the most important thing?
What do I think?
Only five are all mental.
Well, when I read it, that's why I asked the question. I would have thought, well, this is surely he means all.
Many things in between the line.
Okay.
Yeah. Like we can talk about seeing and hearing, includes the other doorways as well.
It's like if someone new to the class came and they talked about Four Noble Truths, we'd explain them in detail. But if we now say the Four Noble Truths, we don't have to explain them again, right? Because you know what they are.
The truth is the truth, no matter how much you read about it, one or two or three or nine.
What's that book?
It's not
Bigger Body.
What sutta is it?
The Samadhi Sutta. Like I said, when we were in India, I find it difficult to read suttas because I feel like I have to do a lot of translating.
If there is the understanding of realities like nama and rupa, I think it's not difficult.
Yeah.
While we are reading about ditti, it's nama. Vedana is nama. Sanya is nama. Chetana is nama.
It says feeling, perception, volition, contact. I guess I know what they are in Pali, but attention?
That depends on the translation because I have read a pamphlet and it's about the Eightfold Path and the Samadhi is translated as volition. Something like that.
I'm curious, Zita, what do you have to translate when you're reading the suttas? You said you have to translate. You have to translate them. What do you mean?
Well, I feel if I didn't know some of the Abhidhamma, I would be misinterpreting what is being said.
So you mean you translate it in terms of your understanding of the Abhidhamma?
Yeah.
Ajahn, a Sotapanna would see this item here as visible object and thinking about it as a glass is being thinking, and would they not steal this item because they see it as being just realities that arise and fall away and they know they can't possess it? Or is there also because they understand that to steal would be unwholesome?
The person who still has very gross akusala.
It is sort of honor.
We're talking about the person who can still has gross, very gross akusala, comparing to sotapanna.
Right.
Not just stealing and killing, also lying to tell a lie.
But do they not lie because they understand?
Because of the understanding.
Because of the understanding of the reality of it.
Yes.
Rather than knowing it's not wholesome. Or because of both.
Understanding is knowing or understanding directly the impermanence and realities.
So the conditions of keeping fixed with perfect sila is right view, directly. It's nothing to do with eradicating some underlying...
The understanding of seeing and visible object and the conditions of the arising of seeing and visible object, see? Everything is conditioned. So how can there be such gross kilesa to steal and to kill and to tell a lie? Knowing that each reality is conditioned. And so the Patimaka cannot have such conditions to steal and kill.
I think Ivan's question could be put this way. Can we say that the Sotapanna keeps perfect sila because he has eradicated gross akusala or because he has developed more right view of things?
No need to keep because it's their nature. Otherwise, there's no use to be a sotapanna, no eradication of any gross kilesa or anything at all. Just being the same.
Right.
So that's what I'm asking. So it's not just a matter of understanding clearly, but also some kilesas are eradicated.
Understanding which eradicate the gross kilesa.
At the moment.
What is the path of purification? Is it holding on to morality? Is it seeing impermanence as impermanence and seeing objects falling away? What is this path of purification? But from my experience, it would seem to me a more and more a deeper development of right understanding at different levels, which is all those levels in actual fact.
So what is the meaning of purification? To purify kilesa, and first of all, must be wrong view. Usually these five things are mentioned as a group, usually Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, Pasa, Manasikara. But it's not just fun. Yes.
Grouping of Okay.
Come across many times about these five.
Right. Okay, thank you.
It's Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, Pasa, and Manasikara.
So is it the same in the Pali as it was in the English? Oh, good. So you can trust the translation. That's useful.
That the understanding is more important. When we have the understanding of nama and rupa, no doubt about whether only five are mentioned.
So what is the path to purification? As Ivan was implying, not saying, but I translate it as implying.
Without understanding, it cannot be the path of purification at all. So there must be the understanding from hearing, considering, and the direct awareness of reality right now.
What about this point that Sikim pointed out quite rightly, that when I said that it's the path of developing right view, more and more developing right view about the present moment in all aspects. And Sikim rightly pointed out, well, the Sotapanna doesn't have any more wrong view, but he still has defilements. So it's interesting that there's still defilements while there's still no wrong view. So the tendencies for these, even though one doesn't have wrong, one still has the latent tendencies for these defilements to arise.
Is breaking the precepts have all of them directly to do with wrong view?
Different moments.
But without self-view, there cannot be breaking of precepts.
Sotapanna cannot.
Right, so it is directly related to self-view.
To steal, to kill, are right or wrong?
Wrong.
So can Sotapanna do that?
So it seems that it's directly to do with just wrong view that we break a precept, right?
Sotapanna doesn't have wrong view and Sotapanna cannot break precepts.
But essentially he doesn't have wrong view. So he may have right view, but that doesn't mean that each moment, if he's having attachment at one particular moment, at that moment there's got to be a wrong view, otherwise there couldn't be attachment.
No, not at all.
There are 8 types of cittas rooted in lower. 4 are with wrong view and 4 without wrong view.
Right.
So it is possible, of course, that there is just clinging without wrong view.
So then, Ajahn Suchin, you would say that then as someone at that level of understanding, it still has the defilements.
Not an arahata yet, even Sakatagami.
So they still have the defilements, but they don't perceive them as part of themselves. They just see them as phenomena arising and passing away.
Completely, perfectly.
What's completely perfect?
Directly.
Directly what?
Now.
Right. They see them directly now.
They see everything as it is.
No doubt about the arising and falling away of anything before becoming a Sotapanna.
Quite interesting, really, because what that tells us is that we intuitively feel that we aim towards the elimination of all defilements, but really what we really aim for initially is the seeing of defilements as not oneself, as something that is just happening.
And not only defilements, all realities,
yes,
all conditions.
All experiences. Mm-hmm. Yes. Fascinating. Which is why perhaps at our stage of practice, which of course varies to individuals, the concern would probably be more, not so much the elimination of defilements, but more the understanding that experiences and realities occur of their own conditions, due to their own conditions, arise and fall away. And that it's just another example of things happening that on hindsight we may wish didn't happen, but just arise and pass away. So that would seem to me that would be more the aim at this stage rather than not occurring at all. Does that make sense to you?
And this is an idea too, right? Right idea, but it's still idea about realities.
Is samadhi the same as panya? The same
another
as panya.
Another word
same.
For panya. Sama is right, and titi is view, understanding, or opinion.
So the Sotapanna doesn't really eradicate titi. But it's micca ditti. It's because the Sotapanna has samma ditti.
When we talk about the eradication of ditti, we just talk about the wrong ditti.
Yeah.
Just picking up on Vince's comment, is it necessary to talk in such great detail about all these things?
For what?
It's only an idea.